UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, it is a minute until we get things going.
Yeah.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Every day you walk in, you see him, you smile.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
They're pulling out. We are not here at ESPN Louisville. All righty, we're hanging out with you. Everyone is still quarantined, but we are moving on. And for the next 3 hours, we got you right here on The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. It is ESPN 680. It is 105.7 ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app, the TuneIn app, which I know was down earlier today. Many ways to catch the show. We always have the podcast up directly after the show if you want to get in. As always, the best way to do that is the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. So like I said, we're hanging out with you on this Wednesday. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's Studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
See, I didn't think you were going to have that ready because Nick Valvano was hogging the board. Is Nick still there?
He left already.
Okay, I was going to say, do we need to give Nick Valvano a standing ovation as our guy was fading the music down frantically at the end as that interview went long with Bobby V, something that Mitch and I were smiling at. So we got you for the next 3 hours. Reminder, as always, coming up at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, Governor Andy Beshear's press conference. We will have that live, and I will say today we will not have it in full because I believe the first couple minutes, maybe the first 5 to 10 minutes or so, is going to be the kids' portion. And we are surely not, even though we are children here, especially on this show, we will not be carrying that. But at about 5:05, 5:10 or so, we'll have, again, the governor's remarks on all ESPN Louisville stations. And, Mitch, I don't know if I should be offended. I reached out to our guy, Ennis. And is Ennis in studio today, or is Ennis out and about? Is he back at home?
He is in studio today.
He just wants to get out of the house, doesn't he?
I think that's it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So our boy Ennis, I didn't know if he wanted to come on the air or not. I reached out to him. I said, what's up, my man, M.E.? Do you want to come on the air? We'll just do 10 minutes together. And, you know, we can talk Jay Scrub if you want, if you're worried about your audience. We will talk Louisville basketball and Jay Scrub, and I never heard anything back.
He wants to talk about Cam DeGeorge. That's the big story for him over Cam DeGeorge.
Who's that?
The offensive lineman grad transfer Louisville football got today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, did Lachlan McClain, did he say Cardinal Sports reported that, or did he say Cardinal Authority reported that? Maybe we should reach out to Lachlan McClain. By the way, I'm on the headset. How do I sound, Mitch? Should I go back to the stick mic? What do you think?
Oh, you sound great.
I sound okay?
Yeah, the real problem is my headphones right now. I only have one ear working, so I'm going to have to
Oh, Lord heavens.
I'm going to
have
to go grab another
Mitch.
Pair of headphones.
I mean, come on. Do you not have your own headphones? You leave them at home? What happened?
Here's what happened. So I bought some. My mom got me some for Christmas, and they're a super cheap pair. I was like, just buy me the cheapest pair of headphones on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And then
now
Nick,
they don't work.
Well, no, they did work, but then Nick, trying to do something good for the station, bought the exact same pair, but like five different pairs. And then I accidentally left my headphones here one day,
and now they're
probably broke, but I have no idea which ones are actually mine. So I have to like go grab another pair real quick.
Texter says, as a community partner, we the listeners appreciate the permanent quarantine and seemingly banishment of COVID Big Easy. That coming down at 437-9680. All right, so we're hanging out with you. Here's how the show is going to set up. I'm going to be flying solo. We do have Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's studios. Lots to do today coming up at about 3:40. Mike Pratt will join us. We'll wrap up the Kentucky basketball season, what he thinks going forward for Emmanuel Quickly and Ashton Hagans. Mitch, did you see Ashton Hagans in the picture? Him hanging out in South Beach in Miami with your boy Tyler Hero. I don't know if they are practicing social distancing, but those two guys hanging out, I saw that. It was screenshotted to me earlier. Actually, it was on Twitter, I think. I saw that. So I would assume that's from now and not from, you know, in high school or early in his Kentucky career, like the Ashton Hagans money phone video. So, as long as we're all straight and narrow with that. So we'll talk with him, and then coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, at 4 o'clock, Pat Forty will join us via the phone. We'll catch up with him. I believe his swimming kids were hanging out with Kent Taylor today, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Jay Scrubb. We'll talk about if there will be a college football season, which so many college football writers are talking about, which makes me think that there is extreme worry. I know Paul Feinbaum has been one, Andy Staples, and many others questioning whether we'll have the college football season, and I don't even think about that. Makes me want to vomit, but that is absolutely something that may happen. So we'll do all of that. 437-9680. Texter, Andy, are you nervous that the Dogs are back from 3-6? They've been back for a while, haven't they? Usually they replay things, though, the final 90 minutes usually. That's what I hear, at least. All right, so obviously the stories today. I have a question as it pertains to Kentucky basketball. We can get to that as well. I've got a bunch of small stories that I want to throw Mitch's way. We'll get an update. By the way, Mitch, you agree with me. We'll tease the people. You agree with me, do you not? There's something fishy going on with the ESPN Louisville Bracket Challenge. And I don't mean our sound bracket, which is happening right here on the take, which we will fully give you the sounds tomorrow and Friday, and then we will start playing out the games that Bob's already played, but no one really knows at this point what's going on. We'll start playing that next week. But coming up on Thursday and Friday in the 3 and 4 o'clock hours, and good God, Friday is going to be jammed packed with sound. We will unveil the 64 sounds of the 2019-20 sound bracket for the show. So we will be doing that on Thursday and Friday. So a bunch of nonsense. Louisville gets a what did he play? The kid from UConn. What did he play? Football? He was an offensive lineman, wasn't he, Mitch?
Yeah. 3-year starter at UConn. It's got to be in my sports center.
Is
so
that
stay,
a good
stay
thing
tuned.
Or a bad thing? When you hear 3-year starter and then it's at UConn, what does that do for you?
I think UConn went like 1-11, 2-10, and 1-11 in the past 3 years. So don't quote me on that, but yeah. I know they're pretty bad.
Texter says, "Damn, Andy, you're popping on the peas." Yeah, I'm gonna have to switch, Mitch. I just can't do. I'm too loud for these headsets. You have to be a little bit. You have to have controlled speech, and that's not something. Hang on, Mitch. Hang on. Give me a second here. Doing this on the fly. Something's not plugged in. Hang on just a second. Terrible radio. Hang on just a second. All right. All right. You got me? You hear me?
I got you now.
All right. There we go. All right. Does that sound a little bit better? I think it probably.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay. You could have just told me that 7 minutes ago. That's what I was asking 7 minutes ago. All right, so obviously the big news today that we'll get into is the Jay Scrubb news, and I say that with a question mark. And let me ask you, and I might be wrong, and again, 437-9680, so Bob didn't talk much about this story over the last 3 hours. I heard what Locke had to say about it, and I agree with a lot of the things that Locke said this morning on the Jay Scrubb stuff, and I know it happened like right at the end of the Diener show, so there wasn't a lot of reaction there. But Jay Scrubb puts his name in the NBA draft. Jay Scrubb talks about signing with an agent. And if you've been paying attention to what the father has said, and now what Jay Scrubb has said, is it Mike Babcock? Is that it? Mike, that is right. Isn't it BabcockHoops.com? That's
Matt
right.
Babcock.
What is his name?
Matt.
It's not Mike? Who's Mike Babcock?
I don't know.
I think there's a Bob, there's a Babcock that was a hockey coach. We'll have to find Nick Valvano for that. And so this story comes out this morning, and the reaction is, I mean, the reaction is a little bit much, is it not? I mean, the reaction has been, have people not been paying attention to the rules for the last several years, that many guys, you know, and a lot of them leave, but so many players put their name in the damn NBA draft. That's not shocking. Louisville and Kentucky fans have lived out this kind of drama, and we've been talking about it, and it's always interesting how we view it differently, even though Louisville has had their fair share, I mean, they have, of NBA guys, or guys at least in the position that a Jay Scrubb is in to test the NBA waters. We're used to that in Kentucky. It's like, yeah, Emmanuel Quickley comes back. That'd be a great thing. But we all have in our mind, wow, Kentucky players going to the NBA. And so when I saw it this morning, this was just a small step in what we knew the next few months in watching the roster construct of U of L, of watching what Chris Mack does or does not do on the recruiting trail. Graduates, obviously. Graduate transfers, transfers and graduate transfers, obviously. And, like, we knew that Jay Scrubb and his father have said multiple different times. I mean, just a couple weeks ago, what was it, early last week, Mitch, that we had the Daniel Lerner article from The Athletic, to where the father was like, oh yeah, Louisville's still, they're still in the option. I mean, he tells Babcock he wants to be a pro. I mean, maybe, you know, Locke read something from a year ago that Jay Scrubb was like, oh yeah, if I'm not a first rounder, I want to go play for Chris Mack and U of L. That's fine. But the last, like, three times that Jay Scrubb has been, again, or his father, that there's been any quote or any news or any insight on this guy has been, I want to play in the pros. I'm going to do everything that I can. And if I can get drafted, I'm going to go. And I think that's the thing for me. It's twofold for me. And there's many ways we can go with this. Again, 437-9680. I mean, there is the macro subject is that Jay Scrubb is just like all of these, I shouldn't say just like, but is like many of the guys that go to college. Like we deal with this all of the time. Jay Scrubb doesn't want to go play in college. I mean, he wouldn't mind, but he wants to go pro. Well, how many guys does that apply to that are playing big-level college basketball that would commit to a place like Kentucky or Louisville? So just today, the confusion around the agent. I mean, do you guys not remember? I know I – Mitch, am I scolding? Am I wrong? Because I've even got caught up with this with my buddies that see, he's going to the NBA. Well, there goes Jay Scrubb. It's like, no, you put your name in the NBA. You can now get help from an agent, and you can put your name in multiple times to go see. They have changed the dates, okay? Now, who knows what the calendar is going to look like, but the NCAA has made it easier, okay? And I think will continue to do so as they work with the NBA, and as the NBA is going to essentially, by the opinion of everybody, is going to be getting rid of the one and done. Like, this today wasn't a shock. And hold your thought for just a second, 437-9680. That's not the shot. By the way, Mike Babcock was the coach of the Maple Leafs. Come get some, Mitch. You got anything for me? Come get some. Don't act like you don't. I know my hockey coaches. You understand what I'm saying? So that was one side, is the information, the misinformation. People, reputable people, were putting out there, well, Jay Scrubb's not going to U of L. Like, no, there is a great chance that Jay Scrubb does not end up at U of L. I don't think Louisville fans are too confident on that. And we'll see. And I wouldn't mind having that, you know, conversation today, what Louisville fans feel. And we're not going to talk about Jay Scrubb because, again, the micro story here is – The micro story is this was not shocking. This was always going to happen, and we can take it a step further, and we can have the conversation of someone like David Johnson. He should be doing the same, or I wouldn't be shocked if he did, right? Pat Forty alluded to it last week, and we'll talk with him. He's from Sports Illustrated. We'll talk with him coming up at 4 o'clock here on The Take. By the way, Mike Pratt in about 30 minutes. But that's just like – so that's number one, was just the information and how people digested it. The other thing is this. Besides him exemplifying the thought process of what I think to be even the slightly above average college basketball player, how can I go make money in this sooner rather than later? Besides all of that is, and Locke alluded to it, and I do not know what Louisville fans think. And I don't mean this as a slight, because I'll tell them to their face, but like Rummage is very positive. Right? He's going to like the graduate transfer that comes in. There's a lot of fans like that. I give him hell all the time about the Dallas Cowboys, and he's going to love anything the Dallas Cowboys do. There are people that are pessimistic that their school's never doing enough. They're pessimistic about Chris Mack, yada, yada. I feel, okay, not being like emotionally attached to how Chris Mack is doing, I feel that there is a growing sense of, is it worry? Is it, like, I don't know what the emotion is or the words to use, which is not good being on the radio. It feels like to me there is a sense of, and Locke talked about it, again, he's on the negative side, well, not with Louisville, but you get what I'm saying, of this level of, I don't know if it's frustration, I don't know if it is pessimism, I don't know what it is, okay? But there is a sense right now that we are questioning the direction, and we don't really know what the direction is for Louisville basketball on a number of different fronts. We don't know what it is long term, because we don't know about Chris Mack long term. It's long term because we don't know with the North Carolina stuff, or North Carolina, good God, the NCAA stuff that is on the horizon. And we don't know for next year. If you look at which we did yesterday, 7 way too early top 25s, 2 of them have Louisville in the top 25, and the other 5 do not. And obviously so much can change. And it's like, it goes into like the grad transfer. Grad transfers are fine, but the jig is up on grad transfers. Like, we all know if one of these guys commits to Louisville, that the expectation isn't to come in and be the first best player, the second best player, the third best player, or you're going to be talking about an NIT. I mean, that's what you're going to be talking about, right? And then the guy from Quinnipiac, what's his name? Marfo?
Kevin Marfo.
Kevin Marfo. I'm not presenting this as I am down on U of L. I can make arguments either way. I can make, and we talked with Strebel about this yesterday, I could make an argument, especially if Jay Scrubb comes to U of L, how Louisville's going to be fine. And sure, this year, are they going to have to rely on guys that haven't played or graduate transfers? And are you going to be say, hey, David Johnson needs to make a monumental step from freshman to sophomore for U of L to be good? Samuel Williamson doesn't need to start at a high arc and then just work his way down, if you will, to where he is a ho-hum bench player at the end of the year for U of L. He needs to make a monumental step. Can he play the 2? I don't know. Does he have to play the 3? I there is a sense, and if Jay Scrubb does not show, there is a possibility that Louisville basketball, like, isn't great next year. Like, there is a possibility that they're a team that's fighting for, like, maybe it's a 7 seed, maybe it's a 6 seed, something like that. Double-digit losses for sure, not really in contention to win the ACC in the regular season. And a team that we talk about more of, God, can they get to the Sweet 16, instead of, hey, there is a demand here to be in the second weekend and be one of the teams. Like, I think Louisville fans, I believe, are in the lurch. They're in the middle. They don't know what to think. Again, there's people on the side that are going to be against everything. There's going to be people on the side that everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. And it doesn't matter which graduate transfer you're going to bring in. That person's going to come in and be a baller. But everyone in the middle, which is, you know, the majority of us, are sitting back and saying, is there a sense of pessimism? Is there a sense of confusion? What is the level of confidence? And I'm not beating a dead horse because I don't really care what he does, but that would be some of the things, if Chris Mack were to wrap up the season, that the media, that I want to say that we would ask about. Is that with Jay Scrub? And so that very much are kind of my initial thoughts. The other thing coming from this, and 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. The other thing coming from this is, and I know this is a basic take, the Super Six, as they were, coordinated last year, like, it's feeling to me that is the first big-time evaluation of Chris Mack. And Mitch, you tell me here, you're a Louisville fan, like that class was a top class. What, you know, getting the McDonald's All-American and Samuel Williamson and Aina Gahan was a guy that Louisville put so, like, the fans and the media and Chris Mack himself flying over to Ireland.
Fans
to go
were chanting his name at Louisville Live.
Yeah, I mean, they created Louisville Live not only for him, but they sure as hell made sure he was the focal point 2 years ago of Louisville Live. And so, yes, what he does this coming season, if he goes from a guy that cannot play in the ACC to a guy that is an absolute starter for a, you know, even a fringe, a top 25 team, that is a big deal. And this Super Six now, and I'm not saying they're a bad recruiting class. Listen, I'm fine, whatever. We're going to have to see. Most of them, in fact, all of them, at different stages, but all of them would go to what Bobby V says and let the cake bake. Now, I don't like doing that, but obviously you have to. You've never seen some of these guys play, right? Except for Samuel Williamson and David Johnson. I mean, none of these guys have played a minute that's meant a damn thing for Louisville basketball. But the Super Six is going to be, especially since this past year, and this goes to another thing, not having the ACC and NCAA tournament, not having March Madness that could hurt him, or for Chris Mack, that could elevate some of these thoughts of, in the minds of Louisville fans. You didn't get any of that. The Super Six is going to be the first big, as Lachlan McLean would say, data point or evaluation point on a lot of these things. So those are my early thoughts on Jay Scrub. It sure sounds like the kid wants to be playing professionally next year. The question is, and this is how it is for so many guys, are you okay, G League? Are you okay two-way contract? Are you okay being, Ray Spalding? Are you okay? And I mean all these things, and Jay Scrub might be a fine player. Are you okay with that for a number of years, not making the big money? And going to college doesn't prove anything. If you're a guy that says, well, Sweeney's got to go to college so he can develop. Okay, there's a difference in developing college to be a good college player, and there's a big difference in developing to be an NBA player. And we don't need to continually get into that, because for the Louisville fan that wants to make that plea, I mean, look what you do with John Calipari. We pick and choose who he gets credit for when they go to the NBA and when they don't. So if I will be consistent unless something happens. And listen, for Louisville fans, I'm hoping the data does change. But I lean towards, if Jay Scrub does not show up, and right now you're heading into next year with David Johnson and Josh Nickelberry, and I would expect David Johnson to at least consider putting his name in the NBA draft to get that feedback. Would not be shocked by that, much like today. Not shocked by Jay Scrub, would not be shocked by that. It will be something interesting to watch. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Two more angles with Jay Scrub. We'll get to those. We will update our ESPN Louisville bracket. Mike Pratt will join us at 340. We're hanging out with you on a Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Keep it locked on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
All right, John Wong, you're up.
Hey, John, you look good. Thanks for doing this. But Johnny Juzang was really coming on toward the end of the season. He got off to a little bit of a slow start.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Text here, 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. We're from the mobile Papa John's studios today. A reminder, papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. Use the promo code RadioXL today for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. You heard there during the Sports Center. Mitch, you had some funny moments in that Sports Center. We will get to those maybe at some point today as well. Reminder, Governor Andy Beshear, a little bit after 5 today, we'll have that press conference on all ESPN Louisville stations. I'm Andy Sweeney. It is The Take here on this Wednesday. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, our guy Mike Pratt will join us. We'll wrap up the Kentucky basketball season coming up at 4 o'clock. Pat Forty will join us. He's from Sports Illustrated. He will join us here on The Take. Texter says, the roughest one Mitch has had in a while. Sounded like Strebel talking to Emily the way he was stumbling on that Sports Center.
All right. There's no excuses. This is like the lamest excuse. This is like the dog ate my homework excuse. But I was reading the script off my computer, and of course something popped up.
Of course.
Blocked half my Sports Center.
What was it? What popped up on your computer?
My computer was just trying to run a diagnostics test.
I'm sure it was.
I was just I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that happens.
Forgot the sponsor name. Forgot how I led into the Babcock clip.
Well, and you said Babcock 8 times. You had to be worried in your head. You had to be worried that you were going to mispronounce his name. You said Babcock. In fact, I kind of want you to find that audio. You said Babcock like 3 or 4 times in 8 seconds, and you scared me to death. That had to be terrifying.
I only said it 4 times. Or 3 times. I only said it 3 times.
Okay.
It's in my script. I only said it 3 times.
I've had 3 or 4 people text in, hey, about getting better in college. And we talked about Jay Scrub there in that first segment. Thank God there's people that agree with me. Like, I don't even think it's – we get on lock when he says, well, I'm going to let Chris Mack off the hook with Jordan War if he doesn't go in the first round. And we make fun of that. And we will continue to make fun of that. But it is so I think the one of the most overblown items that we have in college basketball, I got to watch out what I say, in college basketball is who gets credit for developing players. It's just nauseating, especially between Louisville fans and Kentucky fans. Does Cal get – he gets credit for P.J. Washington and Nick Richards and Tyler Hero, but – maybe Tyler Ulis, but he's not going to get any credit for anybody else. And then Chris Mack, is he going to get crushed because of Jordan Warren? Like, I don't know. I mean, no. And the answer has been no. So this whole, you got to go to college to develop, I don't buy it. And I won't. And I think it's there. I think college absolutely can make you better. I am not saying that. But what I am saying is the thought process that one magical year that you're going to go to college for one magical year or two magical years, and you're going to go from a guy at the back end of round number 2 to a guy that's going to be taken 12th overall. Like, I feel like that so many people feel like that is a magic elixir that just happens, and then when it doesn't happen, we just bash everybody. We bash the kid, we bash the coach, we bash Kenny Payne, we bash everybody. Texas says, man, the Sports Center was bad. He was fumbling, stumbling, bumbling. That coming down at 437-9680. Texas says, I honestly feel like I haven't seen Louisville play in the tournament since the Michigan State Elite Eight game. They've been in or out, or just out altogether. I would agree with that. I would absolutely Agree with that. Texter says, what percentage would you put on Jay Scrubb actually being here? I have no idea. Is it even 50-50? I have absolutely no idea. Texter, hey, Mitch, if you play the Jamal Murray video on your computer 45 times, it will want to run a diagnostic on itself.
Good
well,
one.
That's what I was thinking.
No, it just does. It just does that like randomly every hour. I have a MacBook. All right,
Turn it off. Turn the alert off. You can just turn the alert off, can't you?
This is the dumbest reason why my MacBook is crappy. All right, this is why. This is how
it's old, isn't it?
It's old and it has all these viruses. Guess how I got the virus.
I mean, I think we know how you got the virus, but continue.
It was, so I really wanted to watch the movie The Interview, you know, with Seth Rogen and James Franco. And the wouldn't air it because it was, like, almost going to cause a war. And I was like, I really want to watch this movie. And so I went to some illegal site and streamed it. And then all these viruses got on my computer. And then, like 2 weeks later, they put it on YouTube for free.
Wait, so you think you got your viruses from North Korea then?
It might be. My computer might be infected by North Korea.
I had a buddy who used to, and he does not do this anymore, so this letter worked. He used to download all of these movies and TV shows, but especially movies. And this is probably, it's more than 5 years ago. It's probably, let's say 7 years ago. And he was in some big lawsuit to where, you know, they send all these out if you were stealing movies. He got sent, essentially a threat from a mass, I don't know what to call it. We may need to get Keith Pointer on the phone here. He got sent, hey, if you don't pay, it was like $400 or something, Mitch, then he was going to be in this lawsuit, you know, with like, I don't know, if like Warner Brothers or whatever it was, for downloading a massive amount of copyrighted and illegal material, movie and TV-wise. And he paid the $400. And he's never heard anything else about it. And he's like, it got him off my back. And I'm like, you just got. And I don't know what to believe there, right? And I've never known what to believe for 7 years in a row that if some guy just duped my buddy out of $400 or if he was really going to get his ass sued for stealing all these movies, and he just paid him like $400 to go away, and the stuff he downloaded, I mean, he comes out on top on that one. I mean, he had way more than 400. He had 4,000, if not more, okay? His computer looked like Jason Entz's computer minus the soccer. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? He had all these illegal things on his computer. I don't know what's the truth and what's not the truth.
He had to have gotten dude, because that's my thinking. Like, if I'm going to get got, then I'm going all in. Like, once I got this computer with all these viruses on it, like, I stream, like sports and, like, illegally, and, you know, I gamble illegally. Like, if I'm going to get God, I'm going to get God. That's just how I roll in life.
You do everything illegally. You do gamble mostly illegally. You did make your way over to Caesars Southern Indiana when they were open. By the way, how sad is it that we're quarantined and we can't do anything and we have all of this extra time and we can't play blackjack? It's killing me, Mitch. It's absolutely killing me right now.
Yeah, well, the weekend me and my buddy went was the weekend before everything got shut down. Yeah. And I think that's also the weekend that the guy who tested positive and the same one that went to the regionals where Big Easy was, I think that might have been the weekend that he was there as well. Yeah. So I hope he wasn't over at the book and he was over like at the roulette table or something.
Like, it just doesn't matter. At this point, you could get this from like anybody. You could get this from anybody. Entz texted me, goes, when I worked for Charter Spectrum, we had some small businesses that got hit with letters for 5-6-digit fines for people illegally downloading stuff on their Wi-Fi networks. Oftentimes, they were adult titles. No, I know. I just don't know if this letter from this lawyer was real or not. That's my point. I know it's happening. I just don't know if my buddy fell for a trap. I'm going to text him. He's a hoarder. He keeps everything. I'm going to text him and see if he still has the letter. This is like 7 years ago. And there's an off chance that he might. So we can get into that. Texas says, Pornhub pops up all the time, Mitch. Texas says, hard to read the script when Pornhub abs continue to pop up. Mitch. Texas says, what do you guys think that the NCAA pushes fall athletics back, still play a 12-game season with bowls? If so, ? Yeah, we can get into that at some point. I did see today, who was it? Who's the big agent? Scott Boras still wants to play a 162-game schedule and put the World Series on Christmas. Like, I'm fine with that. I mean, they already play in the cold anyway. But, I mean, in the World Series might be the Yankees. And I cannot think of a worse place than New York City to play a December baseball game. But, hey, I would be fine with it. We'll talk with Mike Pratt here in about 5 minutes on ESPN Louisville. I mean, just quickly, those are my thoughts in the first segment. We'll put up the podcast. Do I think Jay Scrubb is going to be here? I have no idea. Do I think Louisville obviously will get him if he does not get the information back from the NBA? I absolutely do. The NBA, how easy is it going to be for them to get information with what is going on with the coronavirus? I don't know. The other people don't know. The NBA doesn't even know what they're going to do about combine. Teams have talked about flying guys around in private jets. Would that be possible? Can you do workouts in any sort of way? Listen, the questions, there's no answers. The only thing that is out there as the local teams, as Jay Scrubb and Nick Richards and Ashton Hagans and David Johnson and Emmanuel Quickley, as all these guys look to make that next decision, they don't know. And we all hope, like we do with the economy and the virus and everything else, that the next few weeks and or the next month can provide some sort of clarity on where we're going here. It's fine that the Derby says we're gonna run on September 5th. They don't know if that's going to be the case. There's concerts and, I mean, good God, the amount of things that got canceled that I was going to do to get, well, it's going to happen now October 16th. Like, we don't know that. You can start the baseball season, the NBA season. You can say mid-May. That might be fine, but nobody really knows. There are some educated guesses, but not many. And so no one knows what is going to go on here with Jay Scrubb. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what kind of feedback. The thing that would worry you if you're a Louisville fan is getting out of college, it doesn't matter, but as quick as humanly possible, and getting into the professional ranks, especially even if it is, you know, a feeder system, as the NBA does try to strengthen the G League. You gotta sit back and like, you have to, like, yes. If he leaves, you're not gonna be shocked. If there is one Louisville fan that would be shocked, I would be shocked at that. Been telling you, life does not stop. It does not stop even with the coronavirus. If something goes wrong with any of your HVAC systems at your house, your heating, your air, our good friends at BJ Heating and Cooling, they can help you. Give them a call today. They've been around since 1984, helping the people of Kentuckiana area, in the Kentuckiana area, I should say, 812-283-7221, BJHeatCool.com. We've been telling you about the Bryant Mini Splits. BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They've teamed up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable. Again, put the mini splits up. They're quiet. They're efficient. They avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. Again, they're on call 24/7, 365. They can help you, especially right now when we are all stuck in our homes, to feel as humanly comfortable as humanly possible. BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. Mike Pratty joins us next here on ESPN 680.
Keep it locked on the Take with Andy Sweeney.
Vince, you cannot hear us, correct?
Not yet.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear us, you dirty dog?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it on this Wednesday, hump day edition of The Take. Andy Sweeney hanging out with you in the mobile Papa John studios as we socially distance ourselves doing the show from home. I believe James Strebel going to be back at it tomorrow with me. But again, we continue to have 16 hours of low. What's wrong with me, Mitch? Local and live programming, beginning with the Diener Show every morning at 7 a.m. Reminder coming up today, yet again, Governor Beshear's press conference. We'll have that at 5 o'clock. A little bonus hour coming your way at 6 o'clock. I believe the boys are in for 93.9 The Ville. A little Louisville Sports Live going to be coming your way. So we will do that. Pat Forty coming up. He's from Sports Illustrated. We will talk with him at the top of the hour. But now it's time to move some time aside, stop with the Jay Scrub talk, and to get to Mike Pratt. At Mike Pratt 22, the UK luminary, our Hall of Famer. He's presented by Commonwealth Bank, and we've had him all season. Did not have you last week, Mike, because we didn't know what the hell was going to be going on with the NCAA and obviously the tournaments and everything else. How are you, my friend? How's everything going?
I'm doing good, Sweeney, man. First of all, I don't know what you've been doing. I've got a second question, but I've been pretty much playing the over and or the under on the Dow, and then playing the over and the under on the on the daily stocks, how far they drop and how far they fly. So I've been entertaining myself, and now I'm just joking with you. But what happened to this guy, Scrub?
Well, Jay Scrub, have you followed this at all? No, he's...
Yeah, I know the name. Yeah, but that's... I know that he signed with U of L. He's a kid, what, from Trinity? I understand that. Yeah, did he do something today?
No, he didn't do anything. Well, yes, he put his name in the NBA, which is not a shock. I mean, all these kids, he's essentially doing what the Kentucky guys are doing, and we'll see what happens. I mean, he is, you know, probably seen as a second-round draft pick. So, you know, a lot, like, you deal with this on the Kentucky side and when you talk U of L, but for U of L, this is a big deal if he obviously arrives next year and plays for Chris Mack and company. And if he doesn't, you know, and goes in as a second-round pick or whatever it is, you know, some guys just want to get drafted. But today, you know, it came out, well, you know, he's talking to agents. But, you know, a few years ago, the rules changed to where, or maybe was even last year, to where these guys could get help from an agent, right?
Sure.
They could get aided in the process. Jordan Wara really went through that down to the last hour, whatever it was, last year. So he has put his name in the draft. He is talking with agents. I believe, of course, he wants to play professionally. And if he doesn't get that, you know, kickback from the NBA, that feedback, then, you know, obviously Louisville will get him and they'll be happy. And that, you know, that leads to U of L conversation if they don't have him, how good the cards will be and stuff like that. So that kind of catches you up on the last,
okay,
you know, 40 minutes or so.
Well, as you well know, you studied this situation. The second rounder used to be like a kiss of death, okay? But now with the money they're putting in the G League and then money that's popped up over in Europe, if it's there next year with all this virus stuff, it makes it attractive to a fellow that doesn't like school, doesn't see the value of school, whatever. I mean, we can't control everybody's mind on that, but makes the second round a little more attractive than it was 5-6 years ago. So
yep.
When we talk about second rounders, if a guy didn't want to go to school for whatever the reason, then they'll probably go being a second rounder. So good luck.
Yeah, I was just I was laughing at the people that were still like outraged by this. Like, you know what happens every year now in March and April, these guys go to the league and then they get feedback and they make their decision. And we do this every year. Louisville and Kentucky fans do. Mike Pratt with us. It's presented by Commonwealth Bank here on ESPN 680-1057. What have you been doing, Mike? You've been taking walks still? I mean, how is the life for Mike Pratt being quarantined now for about 2 weeks?
I got 4 miles in today, and with the sun coming out, it's easier to sleep in a little bit and go out when it's warmer. But I got up early this morning and walked with my buddies.
There you go.
Tom Sawyer, and had a good time. So I've been watching the news, but I've been reading and watching movies.
Okay.
Most of the time. I had some books here because the library's closed, luckily, that I had accumulated and had not read yet. And then, of course, you got Netflix and Prime, and there's plenty of things to watch. But if it goes a whole lot longer, I'm going to have to start watching movies that are 30 years old.
There you go. Well, do you have any – what have you been watching? Let's just start here. Do you have any movie reviews? Do you have anything that you'd want to throw out to the people that they need to watch, or has it just been reruns?
No, I really like on Prime, they got Goliath is
okay.
Excellent. And I just, on Netflix, I just finished, it's called Kill the Irishman. And it's about Cleveland, Ohio, in their heyday of the mafia. And it's very interesting. And it's from like late 60s through 75 or 6 when the mafia was fighting to take control of the rackets in the all the good things that come with that.
There we go.
It's very good. So, yeah, and I Schitt's Creek. How about that?
Yeah, there we go. All right.
That's a good one.
What's the one, Mitch, that everyone's watching, the Tiger Kingdom one? What's the name of it?
Yeah, the Tiger King.
Have you seen that, the Tiger King?
It's on my list, though. I keep getting blurps about it.
Yeah.
And, it's on my list. My wife is really into The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
The Queen.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
She's watched them all, and I've caught a few with her, but she's really into that. She's done a bunch of those in a row. She's really into that.
No, I like that show, and it's a good – there are some educational purposes to it, right? You get on Wikipedia, you kind of read up on everything. Well, there we go. We're all quarantined. We're all going through the same thing. Mitch and I are doing the same thing. We're drinking bourbon and beer, playing video games, watching Netflix, going to bed. That's essentially what we're doing. I'm a 35, nearly 36-year-old college student. That's how I feel right now, Mike.
Hey, I wish I could feel that way. I'm about a 41-year-old college student.
Wait, well, that's not bad. We would be getting ready. What would this be, the second weekend of the NCAA tournament? How confident are you that Kentucky would be playing in the second round of the NCAA tournament if we had an NCAA tournament?
I liked them in the Sweet 16. I thought that was a very achievable goal. And after that, who knows, right? But I thought they would be in the Sweet 16, and unfortunately we're not going to be able to see it. But contrary to what Dr. Doom says, anybody who's a top 10 at the end of the year, top 20, okay, you've got to think as a coach that your team can win it all. If you're up there this year, or outside of Kansas, throw Kansas out, and everybody else, I mean, I've watched Gonzaga, very good team, but Dayton is really good. I mean, there's some really good teams who can get on a roll. I was looking forward to seeing this BYU team. Mm-hmm. They can shoot it. They will shoot it. And, of course, I've watched Seton Hall. You probably have, too.
Yep.
What about, have you ever seen East Tennessee State?
Just one time. Our mid-major guy is Mitch. Mitch is the big mid-major guy at the office. Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're a really nice club, and we learned from Wofford last year that those teams out of the Southern Conference can be very good and be very dangerous if you're not locking them down beyond the arc. I wanted to see what Cronin has done with UCLA, assuming they get in. And then another team I've watched off and on, a couple other teams I've watched off and on, I think could have been dangerous given the right draw, Illinois and Penn State. Mm. I think both those teams could have been very dangerous. And, of course, out of the SEC, I liked Auburn a lot, and I thought LSU, if they were right, had a chance to get the Sweet 16. I don't know about Florida.
No.
They were so up and down, and defensively they weren't a typical Florida team, so I never felt – I mean, they were going to get in. How far they went, I don't know. So, I miss it. It's like this whole thing has been empty.
This would have been the Indianapolis weekend. This would be Big Blue Nation would have been invading Indianapolis. Yeah. That's what we'd be talking about. We'd be hitting up breweries. We'd hit up St. Elmo's. You know what we would do, Mike. I mean, we had an entire weekend. Beisner was going to cart me around. I'd probably be hanging out with Cal in the penthouse. You know what's going on. Instead, here I am in my living room. And there you are in your living room. We're talking about Amazon Prime. This is what our lives have become.
I would have gotten you a large shrimp cocktails up there.
Do you like that sauce, Mike? Do you like the cocktail sauce?
I like that fire on that in that sauce. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't like it. It was a little much for me, but I know it's hugely popular. I'm in the minority there.
Yeah, you didn't. It didn't have that taste of beer or bourbon. Do you?
No, no, it doesn't. Mike Pratt with us, presented by Commonwealth Bank here on ESPN 680 105.7. I asking you if these guys come back or not would be silly. Nobody knows. It's going to be months. We don't know when the draft will be, how the draft will be, workouts. We don't know anything. Roster construct. We just – injuries. We just don't know anything. We know Maxie's gone. So quickly is the most interesting one, obviously. Nick Richards and Ashton Hagans, just your thoughts on them as they kind of start to make that decision over the next couple months.
Well, I think Maxey's projected by I haven't talked to a pro guy that thought he was a top 10 guy, but they thought he was right outside of that.
You know, sure, we know he's gone. Right.
10 and 14, he's gone. And I think Nick is a guy that you could take late first and the second, put him in the G League, work with him. I think his best days are ahead. And he can shoot the ball. They will expand his range. Runs like a deer. He can rim run a little bit. He's going to need some time. All those guys are going to need time. And a lot of them, not Maxey, but he could be down in the G League for a while. It depends. But he'll be on a big league contract. But, you know, Nick's going to need time in the G League. Ashton's going to need time in the G League. But they're going to be paid, and they're working. If they continue to work as hard as they have, they will be, you know, shooting for the big team, the NBA. Now, Quickly is an interesting piece of paper if you're writing a paper, because you could put down on one side of that paper, you put down all the things the kid can do and what he's done. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, you could list some things like, wow, is he strong enough? B, is he a point or two? And that's one of the questions about Maxey, too. He's really just a combo guard, but is Quick a one or a two? If he comes back, it's show people he can play one, because that is a great fit for him. I mean, he would be a scoring one.
Do you think he could do that? Because that's the question. Like, and Calipari was a little coy. Calipari the other day was like, well, you know, I'm paraphrasing. Well, you know, he might play some one, but that's not the reason he needs to come back. I mean, obviously, he can play the one. Is it a he can play the one, Mike, or can he play the one? Does that make sense? Like which one is it?
I think that he can play the one. I don't think he's ready for that now in prime time, right. But I think he can. You know, I don't know if he's strong enough right now physically to play against the guys that are 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", to play the two guard in that league. I don't question the kid's work ethic or his drive or anything like that. I just – he's got to make a decision whether he feels comfortable. And the unfortunate with coming out now and trying to become a one guard or a combo guard and with somebody's G League team or the end of the bench. I mean, you don't want to be – they have the G League because they don't want you at the end of the bench not playing.
Right.
So those guys that they think have a future that are on the tail end of the roster, they put them in the G League to get them time and work with them. So that's a great advantage for those guys. But I that's a tough decision for the kid. It really is a tough decision. And I think you'll be – good long-term, whether he goes or comes. I really do, because he is a tough enough guy mentally to defend people within reason. He can switch on a 6'7 guy and hold his own for a short period of time, and then he can guard the smaller guards and the bigger guards. And the one thing he's got, buddy, is that NBA range on his jump shot.
Oh, sure.
And there's something to be said about that.
Yeah, to me, Emmanuel Quickley and Jay Scrubb are the two like big time stories that we are going to be watching this year. I mean, Nick Richards, I just am of the belief that he's going to be gone. I feel like Kentucky fans believe so with Ashton Hagans as well. I mean, we don't know; these guys could come back. I have no idea. I just think that's the way. Kentucky fans will not be shocked if that were to happen. Mike Pratt with us, presented by Commonwealth Bank, here at MikePratt22. If you want to follow him on Twitter, I have to ask you this because I've got told that I need to ask you this, and you cannot get mad at me for asking you this, and that's me prefacing and Mitch is scared right now, but I have to ask because I've been pressured around the office to ask this. Is Mike Pratt aware at all of the Jamal Murray video at all?
No, I am not.
Okay, well,
I something passed across my desk on the internet about the video. I have to look it up. I
would be in secret if you look it up. Jamal Murray was having a private moment, Mike, and accidentally hit live on his Instagram. And so I woke up Sunday morning, and I immediately said, well, Jamal Murray's now going to be the Y at every game next season. So that's what Monday's show was. That's what Monday's show was all about. So there you go.
You think these guys would learn that put all that stuff away when you're in certain modes. Put all that stuff away, or you've got a chance to be for lack of a better term, exposed, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, good God. Well, let's hope that didn't cross your desk, Mike. That might be a whole other thing. All right. Go ahead.
Let me throw this at you, Sweeney.
Sure.
I think out of these four guys, if three of these guys come back for the Cats next year, you got Brooks, Juzang, Montgomery, and Quickley. Mm-hmm. If three of those four come back, along with his recruiting class, I think he'll be in good shape next year, Calipari. I really do.
I agree, and I know you may not, and I don't care too much about preseason way too early, but, I mean, there's no doubt Kentucky's going to be preseason top 10, and I think in many places, depending on what happens, and you mentioned the graduate transfer and the transfer route, they're going to be top 5, I think, top 5 or 6 in just about every single publication, and we'll be talking about, you know, you got to make the Final Four or you're a failure. I mean, you know what's going to happen next season. We do this every year. We do this every year, Mike. We know what's going to be said. Take care, Mike. Do not look up that video, and we'll talk with you down the road. Thanks so much, my good friend. Thank you.
All right, guys. Hang in there.
All right. Mike Pratt with us here on ESPN 680 1057. So there you go, Mitch. Were you wincing when I asked Mike Pratt that? I had to ask him, did I not?
Yeah. I was wondering where you're going with it, yes. Funny enough, Scott Davenport was actually curious about the video on Monday. Me and Pat had to show it to him.
Oh, my God. You showed the video to Scott Davenport?
He wanted to see it. He wanted to hear what all the hoopla was about.
Wow.
So we had to show him.
I wonder if he wants you to say that on the air. Like, I'm just wondering. Oh, well, probably not. I don't. Who do you think hasn't seen the video at our office? Bob?
Oh, I thought you were about to say in general. I was going to say John Calipari, but... In our office? There's no way Bob has seen it.
Okay, so Bob hasn't seen it.
There's no way Bob's seen it. Ennis probably. Actually,
Ennis
has
seen
it.
Are you kidding me? Ennis lives on the internet. The second it was released, it was out. Are you kidding me? You think Ennis hasn't seen it? What a terrible
answer. I backtracked quickly. Okay, I'm just trying to think of names right now. Man, I'm pretty sure I would be confident to say everyone in the office has seen it except for Bob.
Maybe Dawn, sales extraordinaire. Maybe.
Oh,
right?
We count sales too.
Well, if we count sales, that would be the only one. I would imagine everybody else. All the contributors, yes. Has Pat Forty seen it?
We'll have to ask him.
Find out. Find out next.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.